Mike, the intern, once again having a great conversation with my good friend Samantha from Community Partnership of the Ozarks. How are you doing this morning? I'm doing good. So last time we talked about some of the things that you can do to help your mental health, and I felt like it was an incredible conversation we had, and I felt like we got some insights there, which is great, and hopefully we help some people get through what's going on with this pandemic. And I'm glad you're back to have a little bit more of an in-depth conversation about this stuff. And I think the first thing that we definitely need to talk about, and this is a great point, and that is monitor media consumption. If you turn on the news, if you listen to the news, that we are being inundated with all these numbers, all these cases, all these deaths, overwhelming people and making it seem, and it is a serious situation. I'm not trying to say that it's not at all, but when you're inundated with that 24 hours a day on the 24-hour news cycle that we are living in, and you're seeing it every day, you get on social media, you see it, it's everywhere. It's a good idea to walk away from it. And, you know, when I get home, I usually listen to the news. It's about an afternoon newscast and that. And so I can kind of get a picture after going through it in the day. I walk away from it. I don't listen to it anymore. I don't need to. If something major happens, I'll find out about it tomorrow. Or obviously you're going to find out about something. And I think that's a good practice for everyone. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. That's really good that you're doing that. And I do recommend everyone figuring out what's the best way for you personally to balance it. So whether it's maybe 10 minutes in the morning before you start your workday, and then 10 minutes in the evening to catch up on what you missed. And maybe that's too much, too little, but what is going to be the best practice for you? And then figure out ways to balance it with other things that you enjoy and that make you feel good. So if that's cooking or going on a walk, or for me, I like to watch a fun YouTube video or something like that. So not only, I know that it's important to keep up with what's going on, but what can you do to make you feel good during your spare time? And it's probably not reading the news and watching the news constantly.
Yeah, it's not. And the unfortunate thing about that is that we need to stay informed, and I get that, but eventually it starts to work against you when you're reminded of it constantly, and it's going to affect you. It's going to it affected me weeks before we were shut down, because I've got a wife who is expecting. We're expecting literally any day now. And that was kind of, that stuff started to affect me, because I'm thinking, you know, I'll do what I can for myself, obviously, but my first concern is them, my daughter, my unborn son, and my wife. Their health is paramount to me. And that's what was keeping me up at night, because of all these news reports that were coming out of China. And I was like, man, if this comes here, and then eventually it was. And then, you know, you kind of have to make peace with it and do what you can day in and day out. And that's all we can do. So you can't just keep letting this thing loom over you. You've got to accept the fact that it's happening. You deal with it with what you can deal with it, and you push forward. And that's how you do it.
Yeah, great. I mean, you nailed it right there. Yeah. Just embrace what's going on and recognize that, but find the good in it and figure out a way to move on and get through the day the best that you can, and balance it with things that make you feel good and help you feel okay at the end of the day.
Control what you can control. When you feel out of control, whether that's going home and vacuuming, doing the dishes, raking the leaves out of your, you know, landscaping stuff, the things that you just let slide, those little things, paint, color, get a coloring book. I'll be the first to admit, I was like, what's with this adult coloring thing? We had a birthday party a couple months ago. I got them an adult coloring book. And by the end of the night, we're all drinking beers and coloring together. Like we are, well, obviously you can't drink when you're eight, but we're just grown up 8-year olds drinking beer and coloring. And it was so relaxing. I was just like, now I know why the teachers made us color, because it shuts you up and it calms you down, and it works when you're an adult. So control what you can control.